Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Greatest Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can download a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Everything from God is by grace.
Amen.
Grace is a free gift. Grace is unearned, undeserved. So this man, without knowing this, just in his head, the Spirit of God helped him to get a hold of this. And his heart was receptive to it. And he sent these men. He said, "Would you please go ask for me?" Which is a lot of humility for a ruling Roman centurion. And he said, "Would y'all please go ask him?" They said, "Yes, we'd be glad. Me and you built us a synagogue." I'm sure, knowing from this, he's not saying you owe me anything. He's just asking a favor. "My servant's about dead, and I hear about these amazing healings that are happening in Jesus' ministry. Would you go ask?" They said, "Yes." They went and asked. Jesus said, "I'll come right now." Mm-hmm. Praise God. And as he's coming and they're coming, the centurion's watching, and he goes, "He's coming." And so he takes one of his servants. He said, because, you know, when he tells his servant, "Do this," what have he does it. And he said, go tell him, no, you don't have to come. You don't have to come to my house. I didn't count myself to be enough in myself, or to be sufficient, or to be somebody that you should come to their house. Oh, I've seen this. People coming to church, coming to ministries, demanding of our staff, demanding of me, "Come do this, come do that, do this or do the other." Like, no respect. "Hey, preacher, you gonna do this or not?" That shows not just lack of respect, that shows lack of faith. And I'm not the Savior, I'm not the healer, no man or woman is. With no faith, we're getting nothing.
That's right.
No matter what I do or where I go or what you say or do, with no faith, we're getting no results. I've had people tell me, "Now I want you to do this, and I want you to do that, I want you to do the other." They're not asking, they're telling. People telling my staff, "Why didn't you get back with me today? Why didn't you do this? Who are you?" See, people have gotten the wrong idea. And I had the wrong idea when I first started ministry. I thought the minister is the servant of the people. So anything anybody asks you to do, you should do. And I did it and about killed myself. And I'm spending time with people and I begin to realize it's doing no good at all. They don't respect it. It's wearing me out. And then I'm not ready to do the thing I should be doing. I'm letting the enemy rob from me. Because I'm trying to do everything somebody wants me to do. If they don't respect this, just because they don't have a revelation of it, doesn't mean I need to let them run my life. I need to represent him. Does he hop when you say hop? No. Let me help you with that. No. There's been so much wrong thinking about what church is supposed to be. Pastors are just hirelings. That businessmen, board members, hire and fire at will. And so because they know that, they're basically politicians. The pastors are trying to keep favor all the time so they don't get fired and get kicked out. And a lot of folks change them every couple of years, whether they need it or not, just to be changing. No respect. No respect. No respect means no faith. No faith means no results. That's not us. By the grace of God. How many think I should be respectful of him and of you? You should be respectful of him and of us. Do you think?
Yes.
Do you think? This is what's right. That means stop your demanding. Stop acting like something's owed to you. Stop acting like somebody's supposed to do something when you call or when you ask or when you... Because when you treat people like that, you're treating God like that. You know, one thing that really makes a difference is ask instead of tell. Let's practice that one time. Ask instead of tell. Sometimes you need to ask the question, am I asking or am I telling? Go to 1 Kings 21. I'd like to take just a few more minutes. Let's begin in verse 1. 1 Kings 21. It came to pass after these things, Naboth, the Jezreelite, had a vineyard which was in Jezreel, hard or right by the palace of Ahab, king of Samaria. Keep reading, I'm going to read a couple of verses here. Ahab spoke to Naboth. He said, give me your vineyard. That sounds kind of like telling, don't it? That I may have it for a garden of herbs. He's got a plan. Because it's close to my house. And I will give you a better vineyard than it. Or if it's good to you, seems good to you, I'll give you money, whatever you say it's worth. Naboth said to Ahab, the Lord forbid it me. Now he's saying, the Lord told me I can't. He told him from the word, this is his family's inheritance. And the Lord might have quickened it to him again by his spirit. He said, I can't do it. Give my inheritance of my father. This is supposed to go to my kids and their kids. That's what the word says. And verse 4, Ahab came into his house heavy and displeased. Actually, the Young's literal translation says sulky and wroth. Sulky. And mad. Because the word that Naboth the Jezreelite had spoken to him when he said, I don't give you the inheritance of my fathers. And he lies down on the bed and turns his round his face and has not eaten bread. It just made him sick. And he felt so bad. And so he went to bed and pouted. He's mad. And he's pouting. Why? Why is he pouting? Because he didn't get this. Exactly. He thinks he's entitled to this. He, in his mind, this was already a done deal. He's already made plans. He's already moving furniture. Man, you got to watch about this. Thoughts will come to you. Well, this will happen, and yeah, they'll do this. Of course they will. Sure, sure. I mean, you know, you've done this, and you've done that, and you've done the other. Well, sure they will. You know they will. And so you make all your plans, and you get all jazzed about it. And then somebody says, no. 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 And it just goes all over you. After all I've done for them. Now, friend, these are serious words.
Yes, they are.
Because what you just got through doing is disqualifying yourself for grace.
Yes. Amen.
There's a phrase in the New Testament, fallen from grace. And it refers to counting on something you've done to merit it. If you're counting on something you've done, you're pushing grace away. God resists the proud. And he gives grace to whom?
The humble.
He gives grace to the humble. After all I've done for them. Husbands and wives, get into this. I give them 30 years of my life to that man. 30, 40 years of my life to the... Come on. Come on. You're just standing there lying and crying. Everything you did for the last 30 years was for them. Liar.
Yes.
Liar. What'd you do for God? Everything you did was for them? Let me see what I'm talking about. Such deception. Such confusion. Well, they should. It's just right. Said who? If it's theirs, what right do you have to it? If it's their choice, why didn't it ever occur to you they might say no? That should give you a photo insight into some real problems in your head. It never occurred to you that they could tell you no? Who are you imagining you are? And what are you imagining you are? Such a serious lack of humility. Nobody owes you or me anything because of who we are, what we are after the flesh. God doesn't owe us anything. Not another breath of oxygen. Because of who I am and what I've done, He doesn't owe me anything. Now, if I'll obey Him, we already talked about this, there'll be reward by the goodness of God. But all the blessings that have been bought and paid for in Christ, salvation, forgiveness of sin, the Holy Spirit, healing, protection, etc., etc., I deserve none of that. It's all a free gift because of what Jesus has done. Do you want the greatest faith, child of God? Then we got to get rid of this getting mad and pouting. This Ahab stuff. Heard a fellow preach on this one time. Actually, Dr. Ken Stewart, Tulsa, Oklahoma. He preached a sermon called, Don't Pet a Pouter. Good advice. Don't pet pouters. I don't care if they're 3 years old or if they're 83. Don't pet pouters. He went in there, fell on the bed, grown man, nothing wrong with him, king of the nation, and he's having a fit over this little piece of land. Wind up letting his wife do some awful things, lie and kill and steal, and brought judgment on himself. These things are not innocent. They can end up with total destruction. I got a simple thing when it comes to other people doing stuff for me. Simple thing I endeavor to practice. When it comes to you or any other person doing something for me, expect nothing. And be thankful for everything. Yes. It'll keep you happy. Yes. Come on out with me. Yes. If they don't do it, you're not upset because you weren't expecting them to do it. Yeah. Is that right? Yes. If they do it, you're happy, thank God. Because yes. You don't feel like they owed it to you. Let me go over that again with you real slow. When it comes to people doing stuff for you, this includes your family. Amen. Include your coworkers, your friends, everybody around you. Help me out. What should you do? Expect nothing. Now, I'm expecting things from God. I am expecting things from God. And He's going to use people. But I don't know who and where and how. I must not get my eyes on any people. When it comes to people, I expect nothing. I'm thankful for everything.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like to listen to today's teaching in its entirety from the series, The Greatest Faith, you may visit our website at morelife.org. Click on the Word Supply button, then select Series for an alphabetical listing. You will also find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.